Many have the practice to say the word Savri before Borei Pri HaGafen, and especially here in Eretz Yisrael, you hear a lot of people, many Sfarim will say, L'chaim, what is, what's going on? Is this just a thing that people picked up, or is there something to it? So this is actually discussed by the Poskim. And some of the Rishonim, Shibbol HaLeket, most commonly quoted, writes that before a person says the Brach of Hamotzi, to be motzi others, that he should say the word birshus. And apparently that's a sign of anova, that we are mechabed, the most prominent person present to say that motzi. So they say, I'm not taking it for myself, birshus, other people. But when a person says Borei Pri HaGafen in such a circumstance, instead of birshus, it would be savri. This is quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin with regard to hamotzi, and at the end of Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid with regard to Borei Pri HaGafen. So what is Savri? What does that even mean? So there are two basic explanations of what that is. Now the first explanation is that it's Milashon Svara. Svurim Atem Latzeit. Are you intending, do you have in mind to be Yotze with this Bracha? Why would we say that now? So it's based on a Sugya Maseches Brachos and a discussion that surrounds that Sugya. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Beis that the following, that if a person is in the middle of a meal, of a Hamotzi meal, so we know that Hamotzi covers all the food that one will have as part of the meal and the drinks that one will have as well. That does not apply to wine. A person would still need to make a bracha Borei Pri HaGafen in the middle of a meal if he's going to have wine. So at the beginning of the meal, one person can say the Borei Pri HaGafen and everyone can be yotze. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in the middle of the meal, that would not be the case. That everyone should say their own Borei Pri HaGafen. Why? So the Gemara says that ain beis habliya panui. Machlokas are showing what that means, but essentially everyone is already busy eating. So what that they're already busy eating? So Rashi says they're not going to pay attention and have in mind to be yotze with the bracha. So based on the explanation, the Rishonim are right. Okay, but if you say savri, meaning svurim atem latzei, so you're having in mind to be yotze, then people will focus and they'll be yotze with the bracha, and then you can be motzi them with that Borei Pri HaGafen. That's one explanation of this savri that's mentioned in Tosfos. On that sugya there on Daf Mem Gimel. And that's what's quoted here in the Ramah, in the end of Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, that Milashon Sovrim Atem Latzeis B'Vracha Zu. And therefore, because of that instance of Borei Pri HaGafen, that is the practice with regard to all Borei Pri HaGafens, that one says to be motzi others, that one says first the word Savri. There are other explanations of the Lashon Savri, which are quoted in the Shibbol HaLeket and other sources, the Marshal, and basically they can be grouped into the following category. That a person is basically concerned. You know, wine is a strong catalyst. So wine can lead people to do crazy things. There could be bad things that happen because a person consumes wine. Not only that, but there's a symbolism of wine. The Pasuk says, Tenu Shechar La'oved, V'yayin L'mari Nafesh, that you give wine or alcoholic beverages to people who maybe are depressed or people who are going through bad times, and they would be mechayev somebody misa, they'd give them wine. So is this going to be representative of what's going to happen now, or is this going to be a good type of a drinking? Are we going to be led down a bad path or not? So a person says, Savri, what do you think about this drinking of wine? And those present are supposed to answer, L'chaim, that this should be a drinking that's l'chaim and not l'misa, l'chaim and not as a klala. So that could be the understanding of what we're saying when we say savri, in which case obviously the response, the l'chaim, is a critical component. So that is the explanation of some of the Rishonim and Achronim, and that's what leads to the common practice that some have of this, of answering l'chaim. One possible nafka min of this would be, how often do you say it? Do you say it all the time, whenever you say a Borei Pri HaGafen publicly, or only under certain circumstances? The Mishnah Berurah here writes, only when you're going to be saying a Borei Pri HaGafen to be motzi other people in the Borei Pri HaGafen. Some have the practice, the Yalkut Yosef writes, we said every time, anytime you're making a public Borei Pri HaGafen, you always say it. Maybe that would be dependent on this issue, in terms of the what is it that Savri means, and you know, if, to the extent that wine can symbolize bracha or klala, so then maybe you'll say it any time that you say it publicly. The Kaf HaChaim writes, some have the minhag just to say it when there's a mishteh, when there's like a big celebration, like people are really drinking, a wedding, in a celebratory kind of a way. So maybe that makes more sense as well, that even though the common practice, according to the Mishnah Brura, the Ramah, the Mishnah Brura is that it's the sense of Svurim Atem Matzei, so you're paying attention, you have a mind to be Yotzei. So, but nonetheless, in a situation where it is realistic that the drinking can get out of control, so then people have the custom to say L'chaim. That's what we see people say L'chaim, even when it's not Savri, but just Stam, while they're engaged in this activity, to people to say L'chaim. So we should have Chaim and Bracha, and have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.